Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Now, usually we're digging into, you know, dense reports or big global trends, but today we're taking a different approach. We're looking at a short children's story. It's called The Costume That Chose Itself.
That's right.
And our mission here is pretty straightforward. Treat this little story like a case study. We want to pull out the nuggets of wisdom it holds about, well, character and how we see ourselves. Because valuable lessons, they really can pop up anywhere, can't they? Even in a story for kids.
Absolutely. And what this story does, I think, really beautifully is show that the best way we present ourselves isn't really about sparkles or capes. It's about character.
Right. What's underneath?
Exactly. It's about aligning who you are with how you, well, show up.
Okay. So let's set the scene. It's Maple Hollow, the night before the big fall festival. And the kids, they're totally overwhelmed. So many choices.
Yeah.
Sparkly capes, pirate hats, superhero masks, you name it. Fairy wings. The story even mentions a giant banana suit.
At the banana suit. Classic.
But they're stuck, just looking at all this stuff, trying to pick.
Just the outside appearance.
So enter Mia. She's our main character. And her problem is a bit different. She wasn't just grabbing the coolest mask. She actually said, I want to be something brave, but also something kind and fun.
And that right there, that's the core of it. She wasn't thinking about the look first. She was thinking about the feeling, the traits she wanted to embody. Brave, kind, fun.
Yeah. She had specific criteria.
Exactly. She defined her values up front. It wasn't about finding a costume, then deciding what it meant. She knew the meaning she wanted first.
It's like she was looking for an identity. It felt, well, real to her.
Precisely. She was ready for something that matched her insides, not just something flashy on the outside, defining the why before the what.
Okay, so she sets this intention, right? Brave, kind, fun. And then the magic starts. The story says there was this soft rustling from the costume trunk. It rattled a bit. And then just like that. Glitter, color, swirling around.
Like the world responding, you know. She put out that clear intention and poof.
And this outfit appears. It floats out all by itself.
Yeah, it floats out. Shimmering golden green, the story says. And buttons like tiny stars. Very magical.
And Mia actually asks it, are you choosing me?
And it nods. Or, well,
it kind of wiggled, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Which is just a lovely way of showing this idea of alignment, right? When you know what you stand for, the right costume or strategy sort of finds you. It fits because it matches that inner desire, those character traits she wanted.
And the effect on Mia is immediate. It wraps around her like a hug.
Oh, that's nice.
And instantly she gasps. She feels it. Brave, kind, and fun all at once.
See, it wasn't just fabric. It was like flicking a switch inside her. The feeling came with the costume because the costume matched the feeling she asked for.
So now she's at the festival wearing this amazing outfit that basically chose her. And naturally, everyone's staring. It sounds pretty spectacular.
It does. Golden green, star buttons.
But the real interesting part, the core lesson, isn't just that it looked cool. It's what happened next, how the costume actually worked.
Right. It wasn't static. It was like interactive, a feedback system.
How so?
Well, it reacted to Mia's behavior. It was basically showing her inner state on the outside.
Okay.
So the story gives two examples. When Mia laughed, just pure joy, the costume sparkled brighter. So happiness literally made her shine more.
Oh.
And then when she did something kind or helpful, like the story mentions her tying another kid's shoelaces.
Max's shoelaces, yeah. Little things.
Little things. Or cheering up a friend who was feeling shy. When she did those things, it could glowed even more, like intensely.
I love that. Tying a shoelace gets the same magical reaction as, you know, saving the day.
Yeah.
It makes kindness itself the superpower.
Exactly. Everyday kindness.
But, okay, thinking about this. Does that create a potential issue? Like, are the kids just being kind to make their costumes glow? Is it becoming transactional?
That's a really sharp question. And yeah, you could maybe read it that way on the surface, but I think the story suggests something else. It's not that the glow was the reason for the kindness. It seems more like the glow was just making the kindness visible. It was amplifying what was already there.
Ah, Okay, so it's not a reward for being kind, it's a sign that you're being kind.
Precisely. Think of it like seeing someone blush when they're happy or embarrassed. The blush doesn't cause the feeling, it just shows it. The costume showed the kindness.
I see. And making it visible had an effect on the others.
A huge effect. Soon, the whole festival grounds started twinkling.
Because the other kids realized...
They realized their costumes could do it too, when they were kind or brave or helpful.
So it spread.
Yeah.
The whole place turned into this shimmering sea of color.
Yeah, because every costume started shining with, and this is a direct quote, the best parts of its wearer.
Wow. That shifts everything, doesn't it? It's not about whose costume looks the best anymore. The banana versus the fairy wings?
Nope. It became about whose character was shining through. Kindness became the coolest thing at the party.
So the costume's real magic was making those inner qualities, kindness, helpfulness, bravery, visible, and contagious.
Contagious is a great word for it. It modeled the behavior, made it attractive, and then everyone wanted to join in. It made the internal external and made that external shine something everyone could achieve.
Okay, so bringing it all together now. The end of the story. Mia takes off the costume that night.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks to her. Just a soft whisper.
What does it say?
It says, see, the best costume is the one that matches your heart.
Boom. There it is.
Right. That's the core message, distilled.
The absolute core. The best way to present yourself, the most effective costume, is the one that's authentic, the one that matches who you really are inside, your heart.
And the story directly links that heart to being kind, being brave, being helpful, being fun, those positive traits.
Yes. It's saying true shine comes from those qualities, not from the fabric or the glitter, but from the character within.
It's such a simple way to show that what's inside is always more important than just the outward appearance. Authenticity wins.
And that's a lesson that applies way beyond choosing a costume for a festival, right? For anyone listening, thinking about how you show up in the world, this story is a little reminder that focusing on your internal values, your heart, that's what creates genuine, lasting impact. That's the real source of your glow. Being true to your character is the best preparation for anything.
Absolutely. So looking back at this sweet little story, the costume that chose itself, the big takeaway is pretty profound, actually. It's about the power of your inner character. Things like kindness, bravery, being helpful. They don't just make you feel good or glow.
Mm-hmm.
They actually ripple outwards. They can inspire the same positive stuff in everyone around you. It's like a blueprint for making things better, starting from the inside out.
Perfectly put. Which leads to a final thought for you, listening right now. If this story is right, if the best costume we wear every day is built from things like kindness and confidence, what's one small thing, maybe even something tiny, like tying a shoelace for someone, metaphorically speaking, what could you do today, right now? What action could you take that would make your own inner costume shine just a little bit brighter? And maybe, just maybe, inspire someone else's to glow too.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.